Today is our final devotional in Colossians. So I would invite you to turn to Colossians 4, 2 through 18, and hear how Paul reflects on some of the important themes from this letter. Here's Colossians 4. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justus, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea, and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. To Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. As Paul wraps up his letter to the Colossians, he circles back to a few important themes from earlier. If you remember, prayer, thankfulness, mystery, they're all here in Colossians 4, 2 through 18. Paul's parting words are a call to the Colossians to live into their life in Christ. This means devoting themselves to prayer, being vigilant in their faith journey, as well as having a mindset of gratitude. As Paul has prayed for the Colossians, Paul now asks them to pray for him and his co-workers as they wait for God to open a door for their message, even while Paul is in prison. Paul's driven nature is quite something that we talk about often in the church. Even in prison, he wants to proclaim the mystery of Jesus, but, and this is important, as much as Paul is often seen as a dive-in, head-first, pedal-to-the-metal kind of guy, he moves only when God moves. Paul is always listening for God's direction on his life and where God is opening or closing doors. Sure, he has ideas of where he wants to go and what he wants to do and how he wants to do things, but Paul is receptive to the Spirit changing things at a moment's notice. This is how Paul is able to make the most of every opportunity, because he's constantly discerning the work of the Spirit, and so he desires that the Colossians would likewise make the most of each opportunity, especially among outsiders as they proclaim and preach the gospel. And although they will be proclaiming the truth and mystery of Christ, it's a conversation that is steeped in grace. The rest of the letter, then, reads as Paul's personal comments and connections. To be honest, I often will skip these sections of Paul's letters, but they also give us a window into Paul's world of how he related with people. As we continue to live in the midst of a pandemic and are separated from people, I think the close of Colossians reminds us of how, just like in Paul's day, we are in this together. Paul is in prison, but he's binding the church in Colossians, a church he neither started nor visited, with the people closest to him. He's reminding this newer church that they are not alone and that the people he works with care about them, pray for them, and join them in the mission of proclaiming Jesus. Paul writes and works not for them alone, but for the churches around them too, in Laodicea and elsewhere. The body of Christ, the church, is more than just a church in one single location, but they are the tangible places where the kingdom of God is breaking into the world, both in Colossae and Laodicea in the first century and here at Lockport and all across the globe in the 21st century. I hope you've enjoyed this look at Colossians over the last few weeks. I think on Friday we're actually going to take a peek into Philemon and Paul's relating to Philemon and his slave Onesimus, which we heard about a little bit here in Colossians. So that's where we're going to go on Friday. But I want to leave you with a hymn for our prayer today, and it's Trust and Obey. Join me in prayer. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. But we can never prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet or will walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do and where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Grace and peace to you. Amen.